Kumoyawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. A Māori social worker says changes to the Oranga Tamariki Act will make it harder to reunite whānau with their children. The 36 goals in the government's latest quarterly action plan includes repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which required the Child Protection Agency to give regard to mana tamariki and the whakapapa of Māori youth and the whanaungatanga responsibilities of their whānau, hapū and iwi. Andrew Rudolph says it forced Oranga Tamariki to address the trust issues that arise with whānau Māori caught up in state care. He says the problem with Minister Karen Kwai's wish for a colourblind system was identified by the Royal Commission on Abuse in State Care.
With this colourblind kind of social work, this colourblind child protection, we're actually harming children because in many ways all tamariki are different, you know, whether you're Māori, Pacifica, Pākehā, Asian, etc.
Andrew Rudolph says trust is key in child protection. Also, the Council of Trade Unions wants the support of iwi leaders in the battle for pay equity. Vice President Māori Sid Kepa says New Zealand's top chief executives are being paid more than ever while a recession goes on everywhere else. A New Zealand Herald survey has found the country's highest paid CEO, John Colity, from listed medical supplies company EBOS, received a record of $8.42 million for remuneration. Chief executive remuneration packages increased by an average of 3.58% in the 2023 financial year, down from nearly 15% the previous year. Mr. Kepa says there's a level of concern among iwi.
I don't think there's a lot could be done with the government we've got in power now. They give rich landlords a big tax break, but they won't bring up the pay rates of those people at the bottom line for their mate.
Sid Kepa says the government only wants to meet with businesses groups, but the CTU has 320,000 members. And Waikato Regional Council co-chair Tipa Mahuta says iwi need to have a good understanding of the Resource Management Act and good relations with local government if they are to respond to the Coalition's fast-track planning bill. RMA Minister Chris Bishop and Regional Development Minister Shane Jones have introduced the bill, which will put consenting power for major infrastructure and development projects in the hands of a small group of ministers. Ms. Mahuta says while iwi may be nervous about what's coming, preparation will be key to either promote projects or oppose them.
The processes around the RMA rely on council-based behaviours. So if you're an iwi where all of that's been whakaritied over the short settlement time, you might feel quite comfortable that you'll be, one, led in the conversation early, enabled with all the information, therefore you arrive at fast-tracking very well prepared. If you don't have those relationships currently, you might be more nervous about fast-tracking.
The Environment Select Committee is seeking public submissions on the bill. And that's your Wātea English News.